B-Pod Studios.
You're listening to Checkpoint XP on campus. To listen to the full episode, go to checkpointxp.com.
Hey, sorry I'm late. Is the team already practicing?
Yeah, we getting ready. But you've been drinking again?
I mean, I had a few drinks to loosen up before practice.
Listen, we had a conversation about this, man. When you drink, your reaction time slows down. You make all kinds of poor decisions. I'm getting you a ride. You're benched.
Come on, I drove here fine, didn't I?
Listen, if you are too buzzed to game, you're too buzzed to drive.
Head to Michigan.gov for more information on how drinking and driving can be a game over for your life.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Checkpoint XP on Campus. Your host, Norris Howard, here back at you once again. I'm joined by Jacob Brothers. Jacob, say hello.
What's going on, people?
Yeah, we got another great week of college esports to talk about, but very quickly, we want you all to like and subscribe and make sure you're a part of everything going on in the Checkpoint XP world. But we have a quick editorial note that I want to jump on before we go any further. Last week, we had a video, we had a story out about the historically black colleges and universities, their esports league. There was some erroneous information that we put out there. It was sourced from the Undefeated. It said that CSL would be heading up that league, and it also gave a list of schools participating. We reached out to the HBCU league, some of those officials from that league, and we were told that it is indeed not CSL that'll be handling that league, and they have not confirmed the teams. So I just want to put that out there to make sure to let you guys know we're doing our due diligence, following up on everything. And if we make a mistake, we want to cop to it. So that is a quick editorial note on that. But we know that it's the beginning of the school year. This is very important. Some of you are back on campus. Others, you're going to school from home. Others, you may have checked out entirely. But you know what? Esports reigns eternal. It still moves on. So I wanted us, myself and Jacob, to take a moment and look at what are some of the top esports programs across the country that you guys should be aware of. So we picked about three each to break down. Jacob, I want to start with you. Okay. What is a program that you are looking forward to in fall 2020?
Okay, well, I'll pick one we all know well. University of Utah. You know, they are a great school, cool ABC, official friend of the show.
That's right.
Mostly I'm excited for their Overwatch, because their Overwatch team is just so close every time, and they still have cool ABC, they still have Dog, they still have Andy, they still have Nightmare, they have Zombie, they have that rockin' roster, and it's going to be really exciting to see if they can finally break through in Overwatch. But also, they got a new Rocket League coach, Jacob Peterson, also known as Silva, so maybe in Rocket League they'll start making some more noise as well.
Yeah, I think, you know, the thing about University of Utah, word out to AJ Demick out there at the University of Utah, they're a man in charge. But their school that is a Power 5 school, big mm-hmm. school. They continue to make noise in esports, and we look forward to everything they're doing. For me, one of the big schools I'm definitely looking at is another giant in the game, and that's Maryville. Yeah. Now, the thing is, Harrisburg may have just barely eked out, you know, the overall number one spot in terms of top Overwatch teams from Maryville at the end of the season, but I'm still looking forward to Maryville in fall 2020 because of their sheer ability to perform in multiple esports. We know about the Overwatch team. The League of Legends team continues to perform, and so I'm looking forward to what they're able to do out in Maryville. Will they be the unmitigated favorites once again as they were around 2018-2019, or will they sort of fall back to some of these other schools that are making a lot of waves in the esports space? So, Jacob, what is another program
right.
you're looking at?
And then they got that coaching talent, right? Always comes down to that. But speaking of
absolutely.
Omega Giant schools, I had picked Harrisburg. So my caption was...
Always the contrarian, Jacob.
I had selected... When I wrote down little headlines for all my picks, and I had written down, will the king return to the castle? Because they did win Overwatch, right? But as far as headlines go, they've been kind of absent, which is kind of weird, given like when we first started this, Harrisburg was every headline, and now they're not really around.
Yeah.
So they've been rolling out updates. They've added a new main support, Enrique Juby Trinata, in Overwatch, and they added a new League of Legends top laner, Colton CJ Popowicz. So they've already added to their two main rosters, and I would expect that a Harrisburg add-on is a pretty serious addition to a team. And they're hoping to flex their stuff in that Invitational that's coming up next month, so we'll be able to see those teams in full force.
Absolutely, and Harrisburg's ability to pull in even people who are former pros to play on their team.
In or out of the country. Know,
that's right. Let you know just sort of the confidence that goes into Harrisburg's esports program right now. So they are definitely at the top of the hill and are a force to be reckoned with. Another school that I am going to say, and it's going to make me sound like a bit of a homer, but I have a reasoning behind this, is the University of Michigan. And the reason why I'm saying I'm looking at their progress and what they can do in 2020 into 2021 is that the University of Michigan is probably one of the biggest names in all of college sports across the board. Massive hockey program, massive football program, basketball program, baseball program. Every traditional sport, the University of Michigan is considered nearly a top-tier, top-flight program in everything. Last summer, they said that they would officially be starting and bringing in the esports club. You have Arbor Esports, which was the student-run organization, but now they are going to officially have an esports program at the University of Michigan. It's still a club, but it is recognized by the university, so they will be able to put the M on everything, that big golden M.
But I
want to see what a school like the University of Michigan, and again, as a school of that size goes, so goes the other smaller schools in the conference usually. But with Ohio State creating a program and making a concerted effort to increase their esports footprint, I'd be interested to see how the University of Michigan supports their esports program from an administrative standpoint. I know they're probably not going to make a lot of waves outside of Rocket League. Arbor Esports is the top Rocket League team in the country, but I'm looking forward to seeing what they could do from an administrative standpoint.
Well, maybe Michigan can beat the Ohio State in, you know, a sport. So
yeah,
You know, because football, the track record hasn't been great. So maybe in esports they can find a victory. Maybe.
I hope so.
And then for me, the final team I selected, I had a little bit of spice. I was like, oh yeah, UCI is a school that exists. That's also been a friend of the show. We've talked to people on that organization. And they were off the grid, and now suddenly they are back on the grid very hot, which we were going to be talking about. But they
absolutely
have, they have 10 Overwatch players, and they have 5 League players. And they have been rolling. They have been participating in a UCLA Invitational where they have won both of the tournaments so far in 2 separate video games where one player is actually on both of those teams. So we're starting to see UCI's depth like right away. And even like in Overwatch, we'll get to it, but like we see their depth, and UCI I think is about to be making a full comeback of vengeance. They're going to be that new Batman trailer. And they're going to be like, who are you? And they're like, Avengers. And then UCI is going to roll. You know? 2020 might actually be their year.
You know, it's very possible. And I remember near the beginning of the spring and summer, we talked to Hillary Fan, their player support coordinator out at UCI. And she flat out said, hey, you know, if there's not tournaments that we think are going to be worth playing in, we're not going to play
in
them.
They're very selective.
They're very selective with where they appear. They try to maximize the time that they spend, so they're only playing in the big tournaments. And seeing how they're performing at this Invitational from UCLA, they clearly are a step ahead of almost everybody in at least Overwatch and
Valorant.
At the very least
in that region.
At very least in the region. So that's going to be a really interesting school to watch. So keep your antennas up for University of California, Irvine. And lastly for me is UT Dallas, what I like to call the almost team. And the reason why I call them the almost team is because when UT Dallas is involved in an esport, they are almost the best team there. especially when it comes down to Overwatch. Mm-hmm. They performed very, very well against teams like Utah and Colorado and others at an Invitational earlier in the spring. But they were not able to get over the hump. And it was just one of those things. And, I mean, UT Dallas performed well even against the University mm-hmm. of Nevada, Las Vegas. So that Overwatch team is one of the best in the country, bar none, hands down. But they haven't won anything. And that's part of the problem with UT Dallas, is that I want to see them step up, do more, and get some big titles under their name and attract more people to that program, because I think they got a lot of good things going on there.
Yeah, with UTD, I must imagine that team is so frustrated, because, like, they are all really good. And, I mean, granted, there'll be times of panic, and there will be, like, obvious faults. But besides those moments, they just, like, charge through teams, and then they'll find someone where they suddenly can't. And they're the best named team in the league, I would say. All their players have dynamite names. Jukebox is probably my favorite tank in collegiate Overwatch.
Yes.
And he's a hero. And so it's just wild to see them. Like, maybe it's a choke thing. Maybe they're just outmatched. Like, I don't know. But it's so frustrating because they're so close every time.
Yeah, they really are. And so I'm definitely looking forward to their progress and where they can go. But we want to hear from you guys, actually. We want to know what are some of the big teams that you are looking forward to. Hit us up on social media. That's at Checkpoint XP pretty much everywhere besides Instagram, where there's an underscore, Checkpoint underscore XP. You know how Instagram is sometimes. But anyway, that is going to be that. These are six teams for you to look at in the upcoming fall 2020 season. I'm pretty sure there's going to be some surprises along the way. Hey, this is Norris Howard, host of Checkpoint AFK, where gamers and nerds come together and talk about everything away from the keyboard. Make sure you check us out, Checkpoint AFK, at BPod Studios, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.